Good afternoon. Into the last half hour of the Unwired show. You can tweet us if you like at hashtag UnwiredFM. What was that about?
Toffee Prince has just tweeted she's bringing me some toffee on Saturday.
Oh, share the
You're
love.
You're shameless.
I love
share
Twitter.
Share the love. Can you bring some in next Wednesday, please? If there's any left.
Now that was shameless.
No, not her. You, I mean.
Do you want me to share my toffee? That's unreasonable.
That's not going to happen.
It's not going to last until next Wednesday.
We're talking about UAE Social Media Day, and it's coming up on Saturday, on the 30th of June. It's over at the Arjan by Rotana, Dubai Media City, and it's free for all. And we're finding out more about it from our guests here in the studio. We've got Mita, who is the organiser, Mohammed Barham, who is from Wild Peter, and he is obviously going to be down there, and Huda Serhan, the founder and managing partner at Glow Skies, as well as Judy Prasetio, who is founding partner of Gulfware or Textello. And perhaps we can bring Judy in now, actually, because we've been asking you to text in on 4123. It's free, though. Before you text, I'll just tell you it's free. And it's to do a little poll that we've got to find out where you listen to Dubai Eye. And you text 4123 and send Dubai. And you will then have a screen which gives you a couple of options. And we're going to go to now Judy now to tell us what's been happening on that text.
All right.
What
so
have you found out?
All right. So after you send the text, send Dubai, you will get a menu.
Yep.
And you can choose one of the four options. One option is the question is actually how do you follow Unwired?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the answer, the option one is in the car. The second answer is online or on the website. And then number three is through Dubai Eye app. Maybe not many people know about this yet, but yes, it's available. And then number four is what is Unwired. You don't have to text the whole question, the whole answer, because you can just key in the number.
Okay.
One, two, three, or four.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then our system will collect the result. And we have currently running is a quite good of a percentage that the audience are actually listening from the car.
Mm, yeah. I thought that actually. That doesn't really surprise me. How many people listen to the app, through the app?
Through the app is 9.1%.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what was the percentage in the car?
63.6%.
Oh, it's gone down.
Yeah.
It changes all the time, isn't it?
It changes. What went up is the number of people who are listening online actually.
Online, yeah. Right. This is really interesting. And this is what you're going to have up and running, aren't you, at the event? So
yeah.
It gives you live feedback.
Actually, yes. The Textello system can be used for several purposes, like polling, like what we are having right now. And actually, even this morning, we have a polling also for an event in Emirates Towers. And it's been used in 7 countries. Yeah, all organized from Dubai, all arranged from Dubai, but the event can be anywhere in the world. What the audience need to do is just to text, send the text.
And it's free even if you're texting from outside of
Well,
Dubai?
Not really free.
Right.
We use a local number for each country, for example, for Bahrain, Oman, or even we have in Czech a couple of weeks ago. We use a local number, so they will be charged a local number, which is very, very minimum. Yeah.
And so what do you foresee this to be used for? How can it help businesses or industries or events?
Well, actually, the idea of creating Textello is coming from my personal experience. I used to speak in public, and I always wanted to know
what do people think of me.
And of course, you can always ask them questions and ask them to raise hands. But when you have a significant amount of audience, I think you lost count easily. And with this system, you can have the answer in real time.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so anyone can use this. For example, I mean, this could be interesting for you, I suppose, Mohammed, with Wild Peter.
Yeah, I was just taking a look at the stats on Mita's computer. Mm. And, you know, the question is, how do you follow Unwired? And just looking at it, I see a huge opportunity, you know, for more awareness for the Dubai Eye app.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there's like 12.5% that don't even know what this show is about. You know, so from a business perspective, I mean, these stats are so valuable.
Mm, yeah, definitely. What would you like people to know more about, Mohammed?
Everybody knows everything about us, I'm afraid.
We're
like the Emirati version of Big Brother.
what you may find is useful is maybe you want to run a survey. Which menu is the favorite one, is the most favorite one. Yeah. So you can have such usage as well. And for this UAE Social Media Day, we are going to use Textello not for polling, but for booking.
Mm-hmm.
As Meta mentioned.
Yeah, as you mentioned, with the pay it forward. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there are over 20 slots of offering. And each of them can only have one people booked for that.
Right.
So it's a first come first serve basis.
So that's what you're going to manage.
Yeah. So imagine if you have like two or three people taking the registration, it's going to take a lot of long time. With this Textello, those lists will be made available online and as well as in print, so people can see what are available, and then they text the code to book that particular offering. And if the slot is still empty, they will get a reply and say, you have successfully booked for this event or for this offering. And if it's already there, if somebody else already there, then they will get a notification as well.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, Alexander, I mean, working in PR, do you think this could be, and this is sort of quite an ingenious idea for clients to find out more about their audience, their, you know, who's using them, the consumers, etc.?
It's a massive opportunity and challenge right across what companies do. You've got the ability to do surveys, to be proactive and do surveys very, very quickly, whether you're using a text-based system or an online-based system or a website-based system. You can get user opinion and feedback very, very quickly. But there's the ongoing opinion of communities. So when you're using social media, what you're getting back is people's is people's opinion. People will actually actively let you know what they think.
Mm.
They will actively want a dialogue with you and expect engagement with you. So if you've let somebody down, you've got an opportunity to talk with them about that and put it right. If you've delighted somebody, you've got an opportunity to share that. So these are very new ways of doing things for many businesses who are used to one-way dialogue. This is now very much a two-way street, and people have an expectation that that two-way street is there. While Peter delighted us because they were very, very early to the market, but other people now have a bar to meet in terms of being responsible, being open, being transparent, and engaging with people. So it's a huge challenge for some companies, especially when you look at older-fashioned companies, older-fashioned government departments, that people now have an expectation of much more of an engagement. But also what you've got is the opportunity as a company to actually know what people are doing and thinking and how they're relating to you, and that's a great opportunity.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I don't know. Do I really want to interact with my, I don't know, footwear brand or, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I just, to me, I'm probably not the best market for it.
But
I don't really.
For instance, if you shop at Namshu, if you shop at Zappos, Zappos is a social media success story because people actually do want to talk to Zappos about shoes.
Okay.
But you only want to talk to somebody about shoes when you're in a shoe shop looking at shoes. Yeah. When you're ready to buy some shoes, you want to talk about shoes. That dialogue is there for you when you want it. And you, as a brand, you need to be there when people want you. And when you're a phone company and you let somebody down and they say, I hate you, you should be there going,
hello. Yes. I think in that sense, I can see. I mean, you know, the automated message on the phone for various different companies is highly annoying. I think probably banks are probably the biggest culprits for that. And I think, if you could feel that somehow you could either get a message across or a complaint or perhaps even an appraisal of sorts, then you might feel better about it.
And I think, you know, where the real impact will start happening is once we see more use of social media in government and education. I think the more educational institutions, like as your daughter's growing up, you want different ways to reach your school. You want to know more about it than what you actually have access to today.
Yeah.
And the same with government, you know. I think business is paving the way for the next generation social media users.
No, I think that's a very, very good point, particularly for education, where, you know, you might not have time to sit with a teacher or, you know, if you're working, they might not be available for you, et cetera, et cetera. And if there's a way to somehow interact, which is not necessarily face-to-face, I think it can be definitely beneficial. But it's interesting, I mean, about this day, or this evening, I should say, this social media, it's called Social Media Day, we should call it Social Media Evening.
Yeah, you should be
grabbing the mic.
I'm not responsible for that name, actually. Social Media Day. Actually, this was started by Mashable.
Yes, it's actually a day, because somewhere around the world, somebody is celebrating it. So it's a whole day of global social media-ness.
Just being picky.
In some places, it's actually a three-day fest because
really?
They have like over, I think, 500 people in places like Rio de Janeiro and everything. So
we have to beat that then. No, yeah. this is Dubai.
No, the first
we'll do five.
do you remember the first week? The first year, we did a whole week of it. Actually,
no sleep and lots of toffee and well, Peter.
We'll do three and raise them two.
There you go.
And you know, let's bring Huda back in and ask you about sort of meeting face to face your clients. I mean, possibly clients and things like that. I mean, have you had much opportunity to do that? And do you respond to them? And are they happy with the sort of response that they get via social media?
Yes, we've got different experiences where people can order. They would say, we are looking for certain lanterns for a birthday that's happening tomorrow. Can we get it delivered within 24 hours or whatsoever? And that is a question that can be raised on social media, let's say Twitter. And yes, they always get a response immediately, and we cater to the service pretty quick. A lot of people, yes, I've met at different occasions, different community events, treetups, geek fests, different places. So yeah, a lot of customers we end up meeting face to face. I think everybody in the community we end up meeting face
to
face.
To go back to Siobhan's question though, I mean, the people that engage with you because they want to talk about nighttime glowy things floating in the air, I mean, or do they engage with you because of you and your reputation, or because you're fun to follow, or because you say something different and interesting, or why? Why do people engage with you?
See, that's why I have two different accounts. I have got my personal account on Twitter, and I've got the Glow Skies account on Twitter. And I don't know if people who follow Glow Skies don't necessarily know that it's me. So when they're interacting with Glow Skies, they're interacting with the brand itself. And they're talking about the products themselves, and the experiences, and the occasions, and how they can add decoration to their different venues and parties. Me personally, it's a different account, so different sort of topics on a different
Let's go back to advertising, and I think you were mentioning earlier, Alexandra, about the really annoying pop-ups and things like that you get on standard websites, and you were saying also, Rama, that you actually would not click on the advertising at the side of, was it on Facebook or
Mashable or Facebook for that matter?
And I just think that, I think that's really interesting. And you were saying that you've never paid for any advertising.
No.
It's completely word of mouth. What about you, Mohammed? Have you completely used social media as
well? Well, I mean, advertising is, like, from a cost perspective, is just not accessible for a small business.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I could hire like several staff over a number of months for the cost of an ad, you know, in a newspaper or anywhere else. So social media is like heaven sent for small businesses. But again, it's how you use it, you know, because you can get on there and apply the same, you know, spam sort of tactics.
Well, exactly. We were talking about that earlier, weren't they? Yeah. About someone hijacking the hashtags.
Correct. And people will switch off. They'll unfollow you. They'll block you. And you know what? So to a large extent, the Twitterverse regulates itself, you know. So
the those Twitterverse,
I actually agree. I agree. I mean, the thing is that you they'll set you right very quickly if you're BSing on Twitter or on Facebook.
And
seriously,
there
are enough people in the community to say, "Sorry, that's rubbish. I'm not going to do that."
Yeah, you get spanked pretty quickly.
But do you call it a community then? I mean, is it actually a Dubai community of Twitterers.
I think it's not Dubai community. It's a
global
community that follows Dubai news.
Right.
And it is interesting how it is self-regulating. And
I'd even argue that. Is it Dubai necessarily? Because, I mean, if you look at Twitter as one platform, and Twitter's just one of the platforms. There's Twitter, YouTube, there's all that stuff out there. But look at Twitter alone. There are a lot more relationships that go across the region. The guys in Lebanon, the guys in Jordan, the guys in
Egypt. I'm an authority on Lebanon, by the way, on clout.
I'm an authority on Porsche, and I can't work that out at all. That's cruel.
Cloud is a whole other discussion.
It is.